This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Swinging a base hit to right. Koss is going to try to score. The throw from right field, not in time. And the Giants have beaten the Cubs by a score of 4-3.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, we're looking to change those vibes. The way the afternoon ended yesterday, it's like Micah Parsons heading to the Packers and the Cubs are just swept by the Giants. He's Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards back here with you live from Sluggers. It is filling up on a Friday night. The Cubs are away. So what? People will play. We got batting cages upstairs. It's a good time. It's a good night to be out. And hey, Gabe, September is right around the corner, which means October is still a month away. Plenty of time, right, for the Cubs to still get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the fact of the matter is, I think if you ask the Cubs if the playoffs started today, they still feel good about themselves. The players, I'm talking about, not necessarily the fans. The players would feel
like... Do you believe
them? The players?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that when you're looking at guys like Tuck, PCA, Dansby Swanson, I mean, these are gamers. These guys, Ian Happ, I don't want to mess talking about Chris Emma. I don't want to mess with Ian Happ. I mean, these guys know what they're capable of.
You think Ian Happ feels good when he goes to the plate? You think Seiya Suzuki feels good about things when he goes to the plate?
When you say good about things, you mean like the current state of the team?
Just themselves.
I think when they – I mean, this is a team that had the best record in baseball a couple of weeks ago, right?
So and now they don't.
Right, but still.
Now they're, what, sixth? Last check.
But we just talked to Lance Brzdowski that said you can't look at things in a one-game, you know, one-game lens. You got to look at things on a more macro level.
I'm looking at things second half of the season.
Yeah. So you think the Cubs – listen, I think there's two conversations that can be had. Do I think the Cubs are going to make it to the World Series and win it? No. Right? And I think that's –
That would be nice.
That would be nice. But I think when we're talking about that, that could be a conversation. No. But when you're talking about can they compete, can they be one of the top, best five teams in the National League, the answer is yes. They can be in that space, and I think that's where they view themselves. And then we all know in baseball, if you can get hot at the right time, you can take that into the play. I think the biggest issues that are facing the Cubs right now is their starting pitching. I mean, it's something that they did not or weren't able to address. Obviously, they made the move at the trade deadline. He gets injured, and they have no backups as a result of that. Shota Imanaga, when you're talking about second half of the season, he's a guy who hasn't necessarily performed as well as he had in the beginning. Of course, he had a couple of good starts as of late. The last start against the San Francisco Giants pitched well outside of a couple of bad pitches to Adames. So, I mean, this is a Cubs team, again, that I think can compete, can get things back on. But you know what's the perfect recipe for a team that's struggling? The Colorado Rockies, right? A team like that where you can come in, like you mentioned, put up 20 runs today and then feel good about your offense. And then you're asking. I mean, listen, before the Giants series, They were asking that about the Cubs when they won, when they had beat the Milwaukee Brewers. Are they back? The series against the Angels, is this what they needed? Are they there? And then the sweep comes, and then obviously you're bringing up these questions again. I mean, it's a tough road for the Chicago Cubs, but the fact of the matter is, if they get into the playoffs, then they're going to be equally as dangerous as anyone else, including the Milwaukee Brewers.
What if I told you I felt better about their pitching staff right now than I do their offense?
In the present?
Yeah.
That'd be tough because I'd be like Matthew Boyd. I'd be like, you know, Colin Ray struggled. You know, I don't know. It's tough. It's not a good. It's not a good enough rotation. Because here's the questions that I have when it comes to playoffs. If you got Soto starting game one, you are then depending on a rookie in Cade Horton to come in for game two.
Who's one of the best pitchers in baseball?
Still depending on a rookie to come in playoffs, which is a completely different environment to come
I
in.
I feel better about Cade than I would have Colin Ray. Or a Javier Assad or a Ben Brown, whoever is next down the line.
And that's my point. That's why you're actually helping me with my point, which is that the pitching staff is what I'm worried about, you know, when you're talking about the playoff. Not necessarily in the present or a series against the Colorado Rockies. It's when you got to go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers. When you got to go up, you know, in a seven-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers.
And it could be the Dodgers, by the way.
And it could.
In that wild card spot.
And so that's a tough spot where if Shota doesn't pitch a gem, a quality start, seven innings, keeping them to two earned runs, then that's where the Cubs are going to be in trouble. And you saw some issues yesterday, right, with the game that they could have won against the San Francisco Giants. Base running was an issue after Craig Counsell got the hook yesterday. It was three instances. They had to strike him out, throw him out with Ian Happ. They had Horner getting caught in the fourth in that rundown, and then Matt Shaw getting doubled up in the seventh. So just cleaning up small things like that, I think they're putting too much pressure on themselves in the present.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, and you see it with Seiya, the guys that you were mentioning, right?
Yep.
Where they get up to the plate and Happer's up there and they're saying, man, we got to get this thing back on track, instead of playing fun, good Cubs baseball that they were playing in the beginning of the season.
The Cubs were scoring so many runs early on that you thought, okay, there's no way they're going to keep track of that. I mean, unless you thought they were really going to be the best offense of all time, then sure, you're like, well, why can't they keep on doing that and be the 27 Yankees? But the thing that I loved watching them play is not only did they seem to do the little things, like the base running or always take the extra base. We know that they're a very good defensive team, but they had this kind of loose way about them where they were playing free and everyone throughout the lineup was kind of feeding off of each other, right? It was, you know, at times the seventh, eighth, ninth part of the lineup would be like the best three hitters in baseball, and you take it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you do feel like they've gotten tight as things have gotten more serious. And I do feel like the Brewers indirectly, as they went on their streak, put that on the Cubs a little bit, as they look so comfortable at the top of the division. I mean, this team, the great Bruce Levine had this stat yesterday morning with Mullinghaw, that in their previous 17 games, so before yesterday, their previous 17 games, they were averaging 3.25 runs a game. What did they lose by yesterday? They lost 4-3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That team that seemed like they could come back at any moment, or they could give the bullpen a rest because they could blow out a team maybe once every 8, 9, 10 games and really give, you know, really give the bullpen a rest. Like, where's that team?
Yeah.
I'm looking for something similar to the identity that they set for themselves early on in the year, albeit not asking them to be the best offense of all time.
Yeah, that's the beauty of a Major League Baseball season, right? With 162 games, you can be hot at a given moment, but then all of a sudden the narrative of your team changes, right? Right around the All-Star break, you saw, is PCA going to be the MVP? Is it going to be Kyle Tucker? You know, we got these two guys. The Cubs, best team in baseball. Are they going to have the best offense? Then all of a sudden the pressure starts. You now have a target on your back. When teams are coming into Wrigley or when you're going on the road, you are now the litmus test, as opposed to the beginning of the season where there was uncertainty in what your team was going to look like. And I think that's what the Cubs ran into. And then to add pressure to the situation, as you mentioned, the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that no one thought was going to be sitting atop the NL Central at the beginning of the season, goes on this incredible run, multiple runs for that matter. And then all of a sudden the Cubs are saying to themselves, are we good enough? Are we putting up enough runs? Is the pitching staff doing enough? You know, guys are getting – it's just so many questions. And then the trade deadline comes, and this is something that I harped on a lot, Judson, was that, you know, I felt the Cubs didn't do enough at the trade deadline. And to talk about it on a bigger level, the 2 years prior, right, they didn't make the moves that they needed to make. At least if you talk to Spiegel, he would say that. But the front office thought to themselves, we're not there yet. We don't want to give up assets because our team isn't as good as we need them to be. Well, this year you were. This year the window was wide open for you to go ahead and give up assets because we know these opportunities are few and far between. And I felt like the chorus of Cubs fans wasn't loud enough in voicing their opposition to what was going on and pushing harder for more. Because what are you waiting for next year? There's no guarantee that you're going to be in the same position. So I think all these things kind of accumulated and kind of weighed on the team in certain ways that has them in the position that they're in right now. But ultimately, this is still a Cubs team that is good enough to put themselves in a position to have a deep run in the playoffs.
They're a 90-plus win team. They have a 99.6% chance to get into the playoffs. So they are ultimately a playoff team. Have you given up on the division? The Brewers have a 6.5 game lead over the Cubs. Now, the Cubs play the Rockies tonight. Rockies are 38-96 on the season. The Brewers play 3 games against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are very different with their splits. Home versus road. Home, they're 20-plus games over 500. On the road, they're basically a 500 team. Brewers are in Toronto. So there's a good chance there, although I do feel like, because the Diamondbacks just took 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, if the Cubs were taking care of business with the Giants like I expected, this should have been the big conversation with this weekend, these next 3 games, but I think that ship may have sailed.
Yeah, kind of picking up some ground right there. The Cubs need to sweep. And I know that's a tough task. It's a tough ask when you're talking about Major League Baseball.
It is not. They're 38-96. They have a .284 winning percentage. They win 28% of the time.
All right, I like it then. Cubs sweep this weekend. I actually had the luxury of going out to Toronto in June to catch the White Sox and the Blue Jays out there. One of the best stadiums in Major League Baseball. I've been to a ton of them. But you're right. You saw it there. They have their moments. It is an offense that is capable of putting up runs. Obviously, Berrios and the bunch on the mound. Obviously a battering ram for the Toronto Blue Jays, but the Brewers are good and they can sneak up on you and take some from the Jays. So listen, if the Blue Jays can win 2 out of 3 and the Cubs are only going to pick up 1 game if they end up sweeping in that moment. So it's still going to be tough. It's going to have to be accumulated over the course of the month. Cubs just need to right the ship and chip away and hope that somehow the Milwaukee Brewers regress to the mean, and that's how the Cubs are able to obviously gain ground. But it's going to be difficult to pick up 6.5 games. I don't even know. Do they have more games against the Brewers?
They do not. No,
okay.
That 5 was it.
Woo.
Which they won 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, you would like to see them win 4 out of 5. Right?
They should have won.
As I like to see, if you're going to win 3, may as well win 4.
You know what I'm saying?
A reminder again, tonight the Cubs take on the Rockies in Denver. Pregame coverage begins at 7:05 right here on 670 The Score. First pitch with Pat and Ron and Zach at 7:40 this evening. Let's do this right now. Keep listening for a chance to win your way in to see Spiegel and Holmes live next Thursday, September 4th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It's their football season kickoff featuring the great Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz in studio with them, plus much more. That's next Thursday. It'll all be brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Let's give away three packs of those right now, or at least three winners. We'll take caller 4, 5, and 6 at 312-540-0670. If you want to be a part of that and really get hyped for the start of football season coming our way in 6 days, believe it or not, with the start of the Eagles and the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football, then get in and watch Spiegel and Holmes live. We are live. We are at Sluggers and Wrigleyville on a Friday night. Things are filling up. Who knows who has injured themselves swinging the bat way too hard like I would do if I headed up to the second story and it found those batting cages.
I got to see you swing once before we leave. You can't tell me you got drafted by the San Francisco Giants. And then
can I just show you something on YouTube? Can you show me?
Okay,
you
know, fair enough. Little, yeah. Send in the group chat. Send in the group chat.
I will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.